Yes.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, this is George and I'm calling you from the security department of the Visa MasterCard. So how are you doing today?
The SIM card.
I beg your pardon?
Are you calling from the security?
Department of Visa MasterCard, yeah. You heard it.
Visa MasterCard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is a verification call that did you authorize any sort of an overseas payment this morning? Yes.
I used the card with like a taxi. Is there any problem?
Did you like try to share out your card details on your nearest grocery shop or any online pages or a website?
I didn't go to the grocery store though.
All right.
I just used my credit Visa card when I used the DD, like the taxi to take a taxi.
Take a taxi. Okay, not a problem. What happened, ma'am? Someone just tried to take access of your internet banking from somewhere in California, and they tried to purchase some iTunes gift cards over the internet. So, do you got any friends or family up there, like in California, who can get access to internet banking?
From California?
Yeah.
No, I don't have any friends in California.
Okay, not an issue.
Somebody tried to use my money.
Your information.
Information.
And when was the last time you accessed your internet banking that you remember?
The internet banking.
Yeah.
Somebody steal my money or something?
Yeah, they try to transfer some funds and they try to order some iTunes gift card on the internet, okay?
So is that already steal my money or like it's blocked?
I beg your pardon?
So somebody in California tried to use my money from a bank?
Yes, they are trying to transfer some funds to order some iTunes Apple gift card. So are you aware about that, ma'am?
Apple card?
Yeah, they have tried to order iTunes online gift card. You do use a mobile phone, you use PayPal or eBay application. Have you tried to order something online?
No, I never do it.
Because you are in Australia, but the location of your mobile phone has been shifted somewhere in United States. So have you tried to check that recently?
No.
Okay, so the phone which you are using, apart from this phone, have you used any of your account details to order or purchase something online recently in the last couple of days?
I just arrived to Australia yesterday.
Okay.
And I am from Japan, and I left Japan 2 days ago, and I go to Singapore and stay 1 month.
Because, ma'am, somebody is trying to take out your money. Somebody has tried to cheat you up and they are using your details. They have access to your network. So, the mobile phone which you are using, you got a Google on your phone or a Safari?
Actually, when I arrived to Australia airport, I changed the SIM card yesterday night.
Okay.
And then the SIM card staff changed my SIM card, and he said I can use my internet without Wi-Fi.
Okay.
But I left after I left the airport, I realized that I cannot use any internet without Wi-Fi. I was in a little bit like trouble with it. I don't know why I cannot use my internet.
That's what I'm trying to tell you, ma'am. I will just show you up exactly what is going on behind you. On your mobile phone, you do have a, is it an Apple phone or an Android that you got, the mobile?
iPhone.
iPhone. You can find a Safari. You can see the Safari browser. Put me on the speaker and open up your Safari.
Okay, Safari.
Once you're on the Safari browser, let me know, okay? It will be a blue circle like a clock logo, ma'am. It's like a compass sign. It's called Safari. Whenever you go online, you use that browser called Safari browser.
Maybe I can.
Did you got that Safari?
No.
Okay, you have an app store. Check your mobile. You got an app store on your phone?
App store, okay.
Yeah, open up the app store. Have you opened the app store?
Yeah.
Okay, now on the App Store, can you see search? Somewhere you can see search.
I need to search the Safari.
No. On the App Store, can you see search? On the App Store. Open up the App Store and you can see search on the App Store. Have you found the App Store? Did you open that App Store, ma'am?
Oh, yes. I'm opening the App Store right now.
Okay, now on the App Store, can you see search on the bottom corner down from where it says search?
Yeah,
magnifying glass, search. Did you find that?
Yes.
Click on that. Now, can you see a keyboard? It's asking you to type in something on the search, right?
Yes.
On the search, type A for Australia. A for Australia.
Australia.
A. Only letter A. Yeah, only letter A. Then M for... Yeah, now after A, type N, N for Nancy.
N.
Yeah, N for Nancy.
Then
Y for yellow.
Yes.
Then D for doctor.
Yeah.
E for echo.
Okay.
S for Sunday. And K for kilo. Now again click on search. Can you see go search the magnifying glass?
Any desk.
Yeah, search for any desk remote desktop software. Can you see the red color application?
I need to install it.
Yes, click on get because we will help you to block those people as they are not allowing you to use your internet network, okay? They have tried to hack your network somewhere from the United States of America. So we need to block them. Okay?
Okay.
Click on install. Click on install.
Yes, I already...
Install.
I already opened it.
Okay, now what do you see?
Email address. Which
okay. Can you see any numbers there?
Yes.
Yeah, help me with the number.
454
454
933
Okay.
383.
All right. Because, ma'am, there are some hackers try to reach you up. So we are just trying to secure your IP address. So the bank, the Australian Cyber Security will be securing your network. Your network will be get connected with the NAP security, okay?
Okay.
Now, can you see something coming up on your screen? It says, I trust this call, security warning.
Yeah, I just see the...
click on that, I trust this call. Click on that. Now you can see the security warning. There will be two small square check boxes. I am aware of the risk. Don't show this again, right? Click on that. I am aware of the risk. Don't show this again. Then accept. Did you click on I am aware of the risk? Don't show this again. The check boxes behind on the security warning.
I cannot check. The bottom them. I can check the only box.
Okay, click on accept. You need to tick on I trust this call. Can you see somewhere it says I trust this call? You can see I trust this call.
The sentence is I recognize the risk.
Yeah. Click on that. Accept.
Okay.
Tap on that. Now tick on the both check boxes. Now it will be allow you to tick on both the boxes. Tick on them, then accept. Okay.
Okay.
Now what do you see?
The bank
allow.
Security.
Yes. Click on allow. Yeah. Now you can see start now. Can you see start now?
Yes.
Click on start now. Okay. Once you click on start now, do let me know.
I already started.
Okay, wait. Wait. Now go to your home screen, ma'am.
Okay.
Go to your home screen. And go to your, go to settings. On your phone, go to settings. Yes. And now on the settings, change the language, make it English, from Japanese to make it English. Do you, you know to read and write English, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So change the language into English.
Okay, could you wait a moment? I don't know where...
English. Select English. All right.
I cannot.
No.
Sorry.
Yeah, click on English. You need to tap on English.
I touched the English, but nothing comes.
Again, tap on that.
Maybe.
You need to change the language.
Yes.
Yeah, select English Australia. Yeah, confirm.
Okay.
Yes. Now, again, you will be getting a security warning. Go to the AnyDesk application, ma'am. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Are you there? Hello?
Hi, I can hear you.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Can you hear me, ma'am? Are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear, but I cannot use the speaker right now. When I use the speaker, and maybe you cannot my voice. Maybe.
Okay.
Try again.
Okay, what you need to do, you need to open up the Anydex application on your phone again. The Anydex, the red app that you downloaded from the App Store, okay?
Okay.
All right, once you open that, you can again see the same number over there on the Anydex page, right?
Yes.
Okay, once you find that, do let me know.
My address, the number?
Yeah, wait. Now again, you will be getting the same, that I trust this call security warning, okay?
Okay. And I check the...
check the two check boxes. Yeah, check both of them.
No, I cannot check the two of them.
I trust this call first. Wait, you have click on cancel. Wait, ma'am. I'm sending you this request again. Can you see I trust this call? I recognize. You can see the recognize one as you have read out before. Read out. What can you see on your screen so that I can guide you up? Read out.
From the top, the security warning.
Yes.
And another person want to access your device.
Click on accept, then click on the check boxes.
You mean only that I am aware of the risk?
Okay, then again click on accept, then again try to tick on the check box. Is it allowing you to check both of the boxes, ma'am?
No, still not.
Okay. Wait. You have click on cancel. You are making some mistakes. Wait. Don't worry, ma'am. Now, what can you see on your screen?
The first one, your address and some number.
Okay. Wait. Again, you will be getting the same security notification.
I'm so sorry that.
Okay. Now, can you see the security warning? I trust this call. I recognize. In a yellow, in a small, it's written, I trust this call.
Yellow?
What can you see? Read out. Read out on the bottom, not the top one.
More information, and I am aware of the risk. This is the first one. And the second one is do not show this warning again.
Okay.
And I cannot check the second one.
Okay. And look down bottom what's written else there.
Accept.
Okay. And below that? And just so below that? Can you see somewhere, I trust this call?
Now, there's another screen. Come out.
Yes.
Thank you for reporting. Your reporting has been submitted. We will investigate the remote device activity. This will help us to prevent future fraudulent attempt. If you report accidentally, press undo.
Okay, can you see accept or allow?
There's the button only undo and okay right now.
Yeah, click on okay. Click on okay.
Okay.
Wait, ma'am. You are making some mistakes. Now, what do you see next? Okay, not an issue. Wait. Just wait. Now what we are going to do, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to connect you to the technical person and he will be help you further, okay, to connect your IP address with the security servers of the bank.
Hello? Yeah, thanks for staying connected. You are speaking to James. Now what can you see on the phone?
The security warning.
Okay, now do you see it says I trust this call? Or do you see there are two check boxes? Says I am aware of this risk and don't show me this message again. There are two small check boxes.
Oh,
do you
yes,
see that?
I can see that.
Click on click on both. Click on both.
This is a problem. Like I can check the one of them only.
Okay. You check one of them. And then click on accept.
Okay.
And now, do you see any other thing comes up? Says again, accept or allow.
I need to push accept.
I click on accept. And now, any changes do you see?
There's like in desk and start.
Do you see start now?
Can I push the start button?
Start now. Do you see any option? Or start broadcast?
Just start broadcast.
Okay, click on start broadcast.
Okay.
Now wait for a moment. Now, do you see anything? Okay. Now, do you see at the very bottom there is a black line? You can swipe it up. Go to your main screen where you can see all the applications, your home screen.
This is the home screen?
Home screen, yeah. Okay. Now wait for a moment. What I'll do, I'll again transfer this call to the previous guy who was speaking to you. Just wait. Well?
Hello?
All right. And can you tell me, you got any Australian bank cards with you?
You mean my Australian bank?
Yeah. Any of the Australian bank cards?
No, I don't have Australia bank right now.
You don't have. And you got your Japanese one, the Japan bank, right?
Yes, I only have the Japanese bank.
Okay, can you log into your account and check whether there is any fund getting missing out from there or not? Just log in and check, ma'am. Once you log in, let me know, okay?
In the bank app.
Yeah,
bank
open
app.
Up. Yeah, open up that and just check. No need to tell us or no need to read out any details. Just check it from your end, okay?
So I have two banks.
Okay, log in. Log in both of them one by one.
Okay. So maybe I can do the first one.
And on this bank app, can you change the language to English, ma'am?
To English?
Yep. Is it possible for you? You can go to the settings, you can see might be there will be the option. Wait, be on the same screen, ma'am. Go to the... Okay, try to first change the language. Try to check first check the language. Try to change the language.
Yes, I am starting to order.
Can you see there is an option change for languages, settings, you can change into English?
Yeah, I am of the setting, but I cannot find the language change.
Okay. All right.
Where is it?
Wait, just be there, ma'am. Just be there. Go to the top of the page.
In the bank?
Yeah, be on the page. Wait. Wait. Don't do anything. Wait, be on that screen. All right, now try to go change the settings. Okay, wait. What you need to do is, ma'am, you need to just hold the line for a moment. If you are not able to do to the settings, do let me know, okay? You are not able to change the language.
I cannot find the button of to change the language.
Go to the settings and try to change the language. It's not allowing you to change. Yeah. You can see it on the bottom. You can see it says change language, English. Are you able to change your language, ma'am?
No, still not.
Okay, try it.
I cannot find. Why I cannot find?
And you don't have any Australian banks, right, ma'am?
No, I don't have Australian banks.
Okay, ma'am.
Like yesterday.
Okay, now you can. You are not able to change the language. You can close log out from this application from your bank, ma'am. Log out. And log into your another bank. Yeah, log into the another bank. You got two banks with. Your Japan is signed, right? Yeah, log into the other one.
Now
you can see it's showing you English. Yeah, click on OK.
Okay.
Yeah, click on OK. Right.
And now this is in I can work with my number in another
bank. Your savings card, right, ma'am? Can you see the option there, show? Click on show. Wait, ma'am. Don't do anything, okay? Now, on the bottom, you can see accounts. Click on accounts on the bottom. You can see home, accounts. Yeah, tap on accounts. Okay. Okay, now what we are going to do, we are with the savings account, ma'am, you hold, have a card with you. Click on that. Click on that, your savings account. Click on savings. Click on the savings account. Yeah. All right, now with the savings accounts, on the top you can see you got a card, right?
Yes, I can see it.
Okay. Now, if the card is with you, ma'am, because what those people did, they tried to order iTunes gift card. Multiple iTunes gift card from your end, okay? So we are going to cancel up those gift cards one by one, all right? Okay. Now, what you need to do, you need to log out from this application as well. Log out.
Right now?
Yeah, right now. Log out.
Okay, I already log out.
Okay, now you can go to the Google. Go to the Google. Yeah, on the search, on the Google search, type there Apple. Okay. Give a space, Apple gift card.
Gift card. Yes.
All right. And give a space, then type Woolworth.
The discount. Hello?
Okay, now click on type Woolworth, W-O-O. 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 Not double W, ma'am. Remove one W. W-O-O, yeah. Can you see Apple gift card Woolworth? It's giving you the option on the top. Apple gift card Woolworth. Yeah, this is the gift card those people try to order behind you. Now scroll down. Go down. Can you see Apple Entertainment All Gift Cards? Apple Entertainment All Gift Card. Click on that. Okay, now wait. Now, can you see the three line on the top? It says menu. On the left hand side. Click on the menu because we are canceling 5 gift cards which has been ordered behind you. Now click on all gift cards. Okay. Now can you see the Wish? You can see a Wish gift card, ma'am, the orange one. Scroll, slide it from left to right. It might be the first. The Wish. Yeah, click on that Wish. Okay. Now come down. Scroll down. Now can you see it says minimum 1. Make it 5 because those hackers try to order 5 gift cards. So we are canceling all the 5 gift cards. Make it 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, now can you see the amount below? It says 500. Make it 500, ma'am. Okay, now come down. Click on add to cart. Click on that, add to cart. Yeah, now you can see view shopping cart. Click on that. All right, now you can see, ma'am, this $2,500. It will be transferred back into your account, okay? Because those people have tried to take it out. All right? Okay, now come down. Scroll down. Now click on checkout. Can you see the option checkout?
The green one?
Yeah, the green one, checkout. Okay, now put your email address, ma'am. Type your email address there. Okay, confirm your email, yes. And you need to put your Australian location, ma'am, the details. Put your mobile number, the Australian mobile number. Wait, I'm providing you your number, ma'am. Go back to the Google, I will help you. Google. Yeah, it's 411. 575-501. Okay, now scroll down. Now put the details. Go up. Yeah, can you see the billing address? It says billing address. Click on that. Put in your first name, your last name, and that, your Australian address now. Type the location. Do you know the location, ma'am? Okay, come down. Scroll down. Tick on that checkbox. I have read. We are canceling this gift card, ma'am, which those people try to cheat you of. Now click on proceed to payment. The green one, bottom green, the green box. Click on that.
I have linked them agreed to conditions.
Yeah, now look. Click on the green, the bottom below down there, the green box. Yeah, click on that. Wait. Now you will be getting where you want a refund. Select credit or debit card. Okay, now put the card number of the account, ma'am, your savings account, which you got 1703080 yen. The second bank that you log in with the savings account, you got a debit card, right? All right, put the details there because the refund will be come back to that card, ma'am, because that card was been targeted by those people. Is the card is with you right now? All right, put down the details. Once you put, don't read out, just put it down there. Okay, once you put down, do let me know.
Is this the process to respond?
Beg your pardon, ma'am? The second one, the second account that you log in, the green one.
Oh.
Not the first that you log in, the second account that you log in with the savings, and you got available funds of 107 something like yen like that, right? 1703080 yen. Your card number might be ending up with 0874, the account. 0874.
Yes.
All right. Put the details there, ma'am. No need to read out, okay? Just securely put in the details. Okay. Once you put the details, do let me know. Your card number, ma'am. You need to put the card number.
Mm.
You got a card with your savings account, right?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. Wait. Wait, go up, scroll up, wait. Now, can you see in a green it says pay? Go down, scroll down, ma'am. Click on that green check box. The money will be transferred into your this card, okay? The cancellation refund. Can you see the green pay? Click on that. The pay, green. The green box there. Yeah, click on that.
I feel like...
No, this money you are canceling under this card, ma'am. This 5 gift card has been ordered. So we are blocking this gift card under your this card, ma'am. So that from this card, this money cannot be withdrawn by those hackers who are based in United States. That's the reason we are making you the procedure for the refund, ma'am, for the cancellation. Click on that and you will be getting an email for the cancellation. So you will be let to know, okay? Go down. No, ma'am, you are canceling. You are canceling it, ma'am, because this email, those people will be receiving all these gift cards. So before they receive those gift cards, we are canceling under your name. You can see your email. All the gift cards will be sent to the saki.k62228@gmail.com. The cancellation detail you will be getting about this amount, ma'am, because this money might be got withdrawn by those people. All right? So click on that. Pay the green 2500 and you can see the cancellation email will be coming up. You will be getting a confirmation. Click on that. Once you tap on that, do let me know.
How can I cancel it?
Ma'am, I will help you. Wait. What you need to do is, you need to just tap on that. You will be getting a cancellation email, ma'am. We are not here to ask you to share any of your details. We are just proceeding because from this website, you have never used any Australian website to order any gift card, right, ma'am? And from this website, those people are ordering 5 gift cards. So we are making you the cancellation of 5 gift cards, which was been tried to order by your details while using your information. So we are securing under your this card, so this money cannot be withdrawn by those people from your this card, ma'am, because you are already blocking this payment, all right? So click on that, the green check box. Once you click on that, you will be getting a cancellation detail now. Go down. Yeah, click on that, the green one.
The cancel one?
No, the green. It says 2500 AUD. Yeah, besides the cancel, the green one.
Why I have to put the pay?
Ma'am, you are not paying to anyone. The cancellation, can you see the at the top? It's showing you $2,500. This is the amount on this card it is cancelling. You are not paying it to someone. You are cancelling this amount under this website because you haven't ordered this gift card, ma'am. And those American people, what they did, I will show you up again. Click on that pay 2500. You will be getting a message. First, click on that. Then you will be let to know the procedure for the cancellation. Once you tap on that, do let me know, okay? Go down, scroll down. Yeah, click on that. you are cancelling under your this card, ma'am, the money will be get refund back into your discount. Otherwise, those hackers have used this card to withdraw $2,500. So we are sending it back to you, all right? Click on that page from this website. We are refunding you this funds. We are cancelling the order which has been not made by you, ma'am. Okay? Now, tap on that. Okay, you do one thing. Go back to the home screen, ma'am. Don't do anything. Go back to the home screen. I need to show you up something. Open up the Google again. Open up a new page on the Google. Okay, a new page. All right. Now type the MY my.
M-Y.
M-Y. Yeah, give a space after my. Only my. M-Y. M for mother, Y for yellow. Now type the number 1. P for Peter. P, not space, without any space, P for Peter. Yeah, can you see my 1P address location? Click on that. Come down, scroll down. Again, click on the top on the search. Go to the top. No, no, ma'am, on the search. The search. Yeah. Now, again, go to the search. Go to the search, ma'am. Slowly, ma'am. And again, yeah, my 1P address, remove location, type country over there. Delete that location and type country. My 1P address country, C-O-U-N-T-R-Y. Now search for it. Now you can see this is your IP address. Can you see where you are? You are in Australia, right?
Yeah, this is your
address. And what is the location? Yeah, because this money, those people are sending all the gift card to this IP address to United States, ma'am. That's the reason we are making you cancel up the gift card, okay? Now go back to that page, the Google page. Now you understand why I was wanting you to do that? Yeah. From the bottom where you can see 27, yes. Now click on that green, the checkbox, pay. Click on that, wait. Now you will be getting a cancellation code, ma'am. Just wait.
It's all loading now.
Wait. Go up. Can you see, ma'am? This is the thing that we are trying to tell you about. Now you understand that? Okay, now come down. Okay, again, go up, tap on the 2500, tap on that. Okay, tap on the 2500 on the top, ma'am, on the top, where you can see a cart, a basket logo, and 2500, yes. Now, where you can see 5, make it 2. Make it 2. 2. Yeah, come down. Now, we are cancelling 2 gift cards. As we have cancelled a 5 gift card, the same procedure. Click on checkout. Bottom, checkout.
Out.
Yeah. Okay. Now, again, click on confirm email. Confirm your email, ma'am. Yeah. Come down. Click on the checkbox. I have read and agree. Come down. Click on proceed to payment again. Wait. Again, it will give you the same page, ma'am. Go up. Yeah, select your credit or debit card. Okay, again put the details of your card now. Once you put the details, do let me know, okay? And the card that you are entering them, it is with your the second bank that you got, you log in with, right? The second bank account that you log in for the second time, right?
Mm.
Okay, not an issue, ma'am. Now again, click on that the green.
Mm.
Wait. Go to the top. Now you can see we have canceled.
No.
Yes,
no,
we
no.
have canceled up those gift card. Now you understand how the procedure is going on, ma'am. Okay.
No, no, no. The page said order cannot be processed.
Yes. Because of an issue with your payment card. Yes, because those hackers. They try to make this order, so you have cancelled the order, so it cannot be processed now. Do you understand that?
Mm.
From this website, you have blocked your this card. Okay, now what you need to do, remove this card number, ma'am, card details. And apart from this card, do you got any other card?
No.
This is the only card that you got, right?
Oh, I have another card, though.
No. Okay, just check. If the card is with you, check you got any card or not, okay? And once you do that, do let me know.
So what I should have to do?
Beg your pardon, ma'am?
What I should have to do?
Yeah, you need to, you got any other card apart from this card? Because, ma'am, both of your bank account has been targeted. So with both the banks, you got a debit card, right?
Hmm.
Okay, so put the details there.
And after putting that, click on pay, the green one. Again, this will be cancelled. Have you clicked on pay, the green one?
Green one?
Yeah, it says pay $1000 AUD. Just click on that. Because this is the same page they were try to, you know, do. Okay, just go to the middle where you have the card numbers, where you type the card numbers, go there.
Is that okay to call you back after my host mother come back?
Beg your pardon, ma'am?
Is that okay to call back after my host mother come back to the home?
Definitely. What you need to do, again click on the top.
Mm.
Where you can see 1000. Click on that.
Mm. Mm.
Okay, now make it 1. Where you can see 2, make it 1.
Mm.
Okay, now scroll down again.
Mm.
Click on check out.
Mm.
Now what do you see? Now come down. Confirm your email. Click on confirm your email.
Mm.
Okay, now what do you see?
The green one. I have made them agree to terms.
Yeah, click on that. Yeah, click on that. Now again click on proceed to payment. You have entered the email, ma'am? Yeah, confirm the email. And put your mobile number.
Hello.
Wait, I'm providing you your phone number, ma'am. That's 411-575501. 411-575501. Yeah. Now come down. Now check your name and your details, ma'am, what you have typed in. Put the details correctly. Yeah, your Australian details, ma'am, not your your Australian address. Once you do all that, do let me know, okay? Change the language to English again. Change the language to English. Okay. Once you do all that, change the language to English on the Google. You can close this page. Which page are you on now, right now?
Could you wait a moment?
Okay. Close everything and back to the home page. And change the language back to English. Because we are going to report you to the Australian Cyber Security Center, ma'am. Our cybercrime activity report will be get submitted there. Okay? Close everything. All right. Can you hear me? Yes. Now go back to Google.
And where is my I'm doing this course, is it?
Can you see, ma'am? I haven't asked you to give me any details over here, and you can see you haven't missed any of your money has been getting missing out. Open up the Google back again. All right. We are just helping you to secure yourself, ma'am, because you are not, since long time, you are not in Australia. You have just landed a couple of days ago, right?
I know.
Okay. Go back to the Google, ma'am. Google. You need to open up the Google. Ma'am, are you want to cancel up this transaction or you just want me to be on the line with you since like more than an hour? Would you like to report this on the Australian Cybersecurity, ma'am? We are just trying to help you to report this, as we have tried to cancel up this transaction, okay?
Why?
Beg your pardon? Go to the Google now. Go back to the Google. Once you're on the Google, let me know. Can you hear me, ma'am? All right. Are you on the Google back again? Ma'am, what I'm doing, I'm hanging up and I'm releasing all the money which was been tried to taken out by those people, okay? If that will be better for you?
No.
So you need to cooperate, ma'am. We are not asking you to share any detail over here, okay? Go back to the Google. I just want you to report you to the Cybercrime Investigation Security of the Australian government, ma'am. That's all. Okay. On the Google, type there ACSC Australia. ACSC Australia on the Google search. ACSC Australia. A as an apple.
Oh, no. What is the connection of the... Why I cannot use the internet and
I mean that because your IP address has been get blocked. That's the reason you are not able to use the internet. You see, your location where it was showing you. It was showing you in United States as you are in Australia. So somebody has tried to hack your network. That's the reason we are making you all this now. Now, type the ACSC Australia on the Google search. ACSC Australia. C for Charlie, S for Sunday, S for security, again C for Charlie. All right, give a space. Australia, yeah, can you see ACSC Australia? Click on that. Now come down. Now click on ACSC homepage. All right. Now, can you see this is the Australian cybersecurity page, ma'am? Can you see report a cybercrime or a cybersecurity incident? Click on that. Report a cybercrime or a cybersecurity incident. Can you see report? On the top, it says report. Click on... Go down, report a cyber crime or cyber security incident. Yes, click on that, report. Perfect. Now go down. Now you can see who are you reporting on a behalf of. Select your individual. Click on that individual. Yes. Now you can see you will reporting to the Australian Federal Police, ma'am. Now you can close back. You can close this ACSC page. Close it back. Close it. Close the whole page. And go back to the Woolworth page again. The Woolworth, yeah, the glitch card page. The Apple one. Now, put the details again. Put your Australian address. your name, change the name. Yeah. Put your details. Once you put the details, do let me know. Are you there, ma'am? Okay.
I'm not done. Could you wait?
Beg your pardon, ma'am?
Could you wait?
Yeah, yeah, I'm here, ma'am.
Hold the line for a second, I'm just transferring the call to one of the places. Let me be there, don't go anywhere.
Are you there? Okay. Now, once you're on the Google, let me know. Ma'am, would you like to proceed with the cancellation or I should hold the line for a long time, ma'am, here? If any illegal things will be ordered behind you, ma'am, you are new in Australia. You might be the victim of the fraudulent things, ma'am, if those hackers try to order any illegal things or any illegal activity made. All right? And we are not asking you to share any detail, ma'am. Since a long time you are talking to me, did I ask you to give me any of your details? Any of your numbers? Any of your account information? Hello? Hello? Ma'am, should I hold the line with you or you are just going to like put me on the line? I'm just wasting my time over here or should I say if you are with those hackers, ma'am? We cannot spend a so much long time, ma'am. You are new in Australia, ma'am. You need to understand, all right? There are a lot of fraudulent things are going on, ma'am, on a daily basis. I can also understand, but make sure you need to find out which call is lizard, which call is genuine, which call is suspicious, ma'am. Because if someone asks you to share any of your details over the recorded line, Don't answer to anyone, ma'am. Okay, I understand, ma'am. What I'm doing here is, I'm just releasing the money that was been tried to taken out by those people, and we will not be able to help you anymore in this thing, all right?
Yeah.
Now I'm hanging up the call, okay?
Can I call you back to this phone number?
But all, yes, yes. But ma'am, make sure you will be losing the money that we have made you cancel up recently. All the funds will be get out from your account, ma'am. So do you want to lose all those your funds? And it is not the Australian bank that you will be getting a refund, ma'am. Okay.
Hello?
Go back to the Google. Go back to the Google.
Could you listen my thing?
Yep.
I do not want lost my money.
Yes.
And I want to trust you.
Okay.
That you, the help you are trying to help me.
Okay.
To not somebody to steal my money from a bank or from
that?
From your place.
Yep.
I want you, even I know you are taking a lot of time.
And I have not asked you to verify any details over here, ma'am. You need to understand that, okay? And I'm also suggesting you that never ever give any of your details to anybody, ma'am, in the near future as well.
And I
do understand, ma'am. Everyone gets suspicious in these things, ma'am. This is the thing. Everyone gets suspicious, ma'am. I do understand. Instead of your place, if I could be with in your place, ma'am, I also feel the same now, how you are feeling right now. I understand that. Go back to the Google, because there are multiple gift cards those people try to order, so we need to block each and every gift card which was been tried to purchase behind you, ma'am, without your authorization.
I need to do the process to cancel the gift card.
Yes, as you did before. Yeah, as you have already cancelled up. You have all now, till now, ma'am, you have cancelled up 7 to 8 gift cards. And those people have tried to order multiple gift cards while using your email address. And they have also used a different email address to make this order, ma'am. So we are cancelling all the gift cards one by one in a row as they have tried to make purchase, ma'am. All right? The same as they have tried to order, the same procedure we need to go through with the cancellation. Okay? Go back to the Google. Once you're on the Google, do let me know. Open up the Google, ma'am. Would you like to proceed with the cancellation, ma'am, or shall we leave all these things here and you ending up losing your money? Because I cannot put be on the line for a long time, ma'am. We need to proceed with the cancellation. I cannot hold the line because I need to give a report to one of my senior department that since a long time what I was doing over there on the line. You need to go back to the Google. Once you're on the Google, do let me know. Open up the Google.
Please tell me the number.
Open up the Google, ma'am. Google.
No. I want to call back.
Beg your pardon?
I want to call back you.
Okay, I'm giving you the number that you can call me back. Okay? Wait. Do you have a piece of pen and a paper, ma'am? That's a direct line that you can call up the Australian Cyber Security.
Yes, I have pet names.
Okay.
Could you tell me the number?
Yeah, definitely, ma'am. If in any case the line got disconnected, you can call on that number. You can open up your mail and you can check your email as well, ma'am.
Okay.
Have you got any email?
Not yet.
Okay. Now, have you received any email about the gift card from iTunes or Woolworths? You haven't, right?
I don't have.
That's the reason, ma'am, because the location of your network is showing in United States. That's the reason you can see the money is not coming out from your account. Once the IP address will be get showing you back in Australia, the money might be get missing out there. Now, you can call up back on the number 881-218-077.
Could you say sorry? 881-218-218.
077. Okay. Now, in any case, ma'am, if the line got disconnected, you can directly give a call back on this number and we will, you can get me, okay? Now, go back to the Google.
The number is 881-218-077.
Yes.
Okay, so can I call you back?
All right. In any case, the line got disconnected, you can call me back. Now go to the Woolworths page, ma'am. The gift card, Woolworths page.
May I have your name, please?
David Mitchell. My name is David Mitchell. D-A-V-I-D, David.
David Mitchell.
Yeah, Mitchell.
Okay, so Mr. David Mitchell is your name. So is it okay to call back to this number and call you?
Definitely, ma'am. But as we have connected you with over the recorded line, ma'am, so we need to proceed with the cancellation. This is the final cancellation from the Woolworths that you are doing from your this card. Put the details over there. Can you see the details? Just asking you to confirm your details, because you will not be the sixth victim of any illegal activity which has been tried to make behind you. Go up. Yes, put the details. Once you do all that, do let me know, ma'am. Put the details for the cancellation, ma'am. Are you on the Google, ma'am? I understand, ma'am, you are not interested in the cancellation. You think like we are kidding you over here since 1 hour we are trying to explain you about your funds, about your money, your hard earnings. Right, on your Japanese account, somebody has tried to hack you. You are not interested in the cancellation. I understand that. No need to worry, ma'am. What we are doing, you might be ending up losing the funds. Not an issue. I'm hanging up the call. If you don't want to cancel the payment, since a long time I'm trying to tell you, open up the Google, go to the Google for the cancellation. Put the details over there. And what you are doing right now, ma'am? Okay, I understand, ma'am. You want to lose the funds. Not an issue. We have done with you, ma'am. We are trying to save you up, but you are acting like you are so much What you are trying to do, we don't know. We are not understanding, ma'am. What you want to do? You want to cancel with the transaction, ma'am, or you want to lose all those your funds?
I want to save money.
So, ma'am, since you have canceled of 6 gift card, have you see any of your money missing out from your account? So, why you are not doing that again? Is any money getting missing out? Any funds miss out from your account, ma'am? I'm just trying to help you with the cancellation, ma'am. And you are running me the rant with the random things. You are talking this and that, but you are not doing the cancellation. Put the details. What is asking you there? Put your first name, your last name. You can see it's asking you to fill up the details, ma'am. Yeah, once you fill up the details, do let me know. Don't read out, just put the details over there.
I call you.
Are you? Ma'am, you have told me several times you will be losing the money if the line got disconnected, ma'am. Why you are not understanding that? If I'm not a legit person, ma'am, if I'm not a legit person, I would directly ask you to give me your card number so that I can take money from you. But I'm trying to save you over here, but you are repeating the same things, ma'am. Okay, I have each and every word that you spoke with me, ma'am, has been recorded. What we are doing here is we are releasing all the money to those hackers who are based in United States. We are releasing all the gift card that was been ordered behind you. Then you will be let to know, ma'am. When we are trying to help you, we are here. And since a long time, I'm trying to provide you the details about the cancellation, how you can save yourself by those hackers. But what you are trying to do, I'm not understanding, ma'am. So this is the last time over the recorded line I'm asking you, would you like to proceed with the cancellation or you want to hang up me over the recorded line or you want to lose up your funds, ma'am?
So even like hold you back, I can take my money, right?
Okay, I understand. Once you lose the money, you will be let to know. Hang up the call, ma'am. Don't do anything. Hang up the call. Don't do anything, ma'am. No need to save your money. Don't save it. Hang up the call. And don't call back that number again. Because now you are not trusting me. So why you will be trust? Why you will be give a call back later if you don't trust right now? If I am mad, I am speaking to you with 1 hour, 2 hours. Am I a mental person, ma'am, who is spending so much time behind you over the recorded line?
So I...